If we have the time a little bit later in the big show, maybe an hour from now, I'd like to open up the phone lines. I'd like to get your thoughts on what went down with the elections last night. So maybe an hour from now, we'll have some time for that. In the meantime, I am monitoring all of your comments. If you go to the Online Trading Academy text line at 98973, that's 98973, you can weigh in. Dory, I nominate you for an Emmy for that heavenly interview with Denisov. I appreciate that. Here's somebody from the 253. Dino will win. Wait till tomorrow night. It'll be funny to see the media wrong again. I think it's too big a gap for him to make up. I'll tell you something about the Dino thing. And then I'm going to give you my thoughts on all of the local stuff from last night. But it was interesting to look at the county-by-county breakdown. In Chelan County, Douglas County, Dino beat Schreier like 75-25. But here in King County, it was, as of when I checked early this morning, it was 73-27 for Schreier. So the people in the rural areas, once again, feel like they're just being overwhelmed by the urban region here in King County. And I've heard from a lot of listeners who live in the more rural areas or in eastern King County who feel like they just don't have a chance because the things that they support get completely overwhelmed by the big city voters. But that was the take on that. I want to talk about some of these statewide initiatives. I was really glad that bogus carbon tax did not pass. That was really good news because, as we spelled out so carefully for you, it would do nothing for the planet. It was billions and billions of tax dollars from us to government control. It was non-specified what the government control would be even. And it was being done so that Jay Inslee could run for president in 2 years and tell the country, we were the first state to pass a carbon tax. It was for nothing but that. And that's not a good enough reason to take billions and billions of dollars from the people of this state. And it was decisive, that carbon tax going down. 56-44 is the current tally for the no votes. And again, it was King County and one other county, and I don't remember which one. Every other county in the state saw through that sham of an initiative. So well done there. The gun one, 1639, it passed. I was a no vote on that, and it was overwhelming. 60% yes, 40% no. That one's going to be challenged in court. Here's what I find baffling about the left. In Washington, D.C., they are trying to lower the voting age for the 2020 presidential election to 16. They want 16 and 17-year-olds to vote for president. In our state, we have now raised the age to buy semi-automatic guns from 18 to 21. And the stated reason is that 18, 19, 20-year-olds, their brains aren't sufficiently developed to buy and use and own a gun. If their brains are not sufficiently developed, then why in D.C. and San Francisco, and there's a very active movement here in the Puget Sound area, then why is the left desperately trying to lower the voting age? Why would you want to give the vote to people whose brains are even less developed than the 18, 19, and 20-year-olds? But you want 16 and 17-year-olds to vote. And it just shows the hypocrisy of the left. If it's about guns, you say brains aren't developed enough. If it's about voting, it's, well, let's let those undeveloped brains decide the future of our country. It's tremendous hypocrisy. That one's going to be challenged in court because, as I've told you, the Washington state constitution is very strong when it comes to personal rights, to gun rights, all of that. and 1639 will absolutely be challenged. The one that I find, you know, the most disgusting of all was Initiative 940, which they say will make it easier to criminally prosecute police officers, even though there is a dearth of evidence that cops are on some wild rampage. And, of course, what was cited the most often throughout that campaign was Charlena Lyles, where she called cops, reported a fake break-in to lure cops to her apartment, and then grabbed a knife. Now, could the cops have done something besides shooting and killing her? They were exonerated. But what 940 would do is make it easier to criminally prosecute cops like that. The biggest danger with all of this is, as Washington State, with this initiative, we become one of the most anti-cop states in the country. Because, again, that is simply a leftist platform. The further left you get, the more of a cop hater you get. Kshama Sawant being a prime example, where she's being sued for calling cops who were exonerated murderers. But the further left you get, the more you become anti-cop. We need more cops. We have police departments who have been unable to fill open jobs because more and more people are saying, yeah, police work, it's just not worth it. You know, if you're demised, if you live in a place where you have a city council, you have the highest level of government that demonizes you, calls you a murderer, why would somebody want to be a cop here in Washington? And we need more cops. We have more crime. We have criminals taking over the streets. So 940 is very, and as I've told you, one of the provisions of 940 is a citizens oversight panel of police, and three of the underrepresented groups that will be on the citizens oversight panel: undocumented people, youth, and previously incarcerated people. So illegals, children, and criminals are going to oversee police officers in our state. And then there's 1634, which says local jurisdictions can't pass grocery taxes like Seattle's done with the soda tax. Now, why is, and that one passed, and I'm glad it did. That one was 55-45. Do I support that because I'm just anti-tax? In part. But study out today says that red meat, and especially processed red meats like sausage, that they contribute to cancer and heart risks. And there's a proposal right now in England to add a 74% tax on meats like sausages and a 20% tax on just any beef, steak, ground beef. And more we're going to see tax, an attempt by the left to use taxes as a way for them to, just like the soda tax, where they go after minorities and poor people the most, because that's who disproportionately drinks sugary beverages. So they make the poor and the minority communities pay a tax because the social justice warriors have said soda pop's bad. And we're going to see that more and more, that they try to use taxes on red meat, on a variety of other things, to punish you because you're not politically correct in grilling a steak. So, yes, I'm very glad that 1634 passed. Got a lot of other analysis of everything that went down with the election. Again, love to hear from you. Online Trading Academy text line is 98973. That's 98973. We will take your calls at 1:30. Get your thoughts on all of this. It's our post-election wrap analysis here on the Dory Monson Show.